Trump issues first vetoes of second presidential term. President Donald Trump has issued the first presidential vetoes of his second term in office, overriding two bills that had won unanimous approval in Congress. The first of these, the Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act, was a bill to help fund a major water drinking project for Colorado. It drew immediate reactions. Senator John Hickenlooper posted to X, "This was a bipartisan bill that passed the Senate and House unanimously. Donald Trump is playing partisan games and punishing Colorado by making rural communities suffer without clean drinking water." Trump has had several disputes with Colorado, including naming it a sanctuary jurisdiction, despite the governor saying otherwise. Trump has also demanded Colorado release from prison former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. Peters was sentenced to 9 years for allowing unauthorized access to voting machines, which she says she did to collect evidence of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Trump pardoned Peters on December 11th, but that only applies to federal charges, and she was convicted on state charges. In his letter to Congress on the veto, Trump said he blocked the measure to prevent American taxpayers from funding expensive and unreliable policies. The bill was intended to provide funding for a decades-long project to bring safe drinking water to 39 communities in Colorado's Eastern Plains region. In the area, groundwater is high in salt, and wells have sometimes released radiation into the water supply. It's unclear whether Congress will pursue to override the veto, which would require two-thirds support in both chambers. In addition to this veto, Trump also issued a veto related to a $14 million project to protect Osceola Camp, an area within the Everglades National Park inhabited by members of the Miccosukee tribe of Native Americans. The tribe fought Trump's efforts to build a makeshift immigrant detention center, Alligator Alcatraz, in the region. The facility had already been ordered shuttered by a federal judge. Reuters contributed to this report.